Pianist Nelda Swiggett is live in the studios today. A Seattle native, Nelda is constantly evolving and working in different musical settings. Her first band was the sextet Room to Move. She played salsa music for several years with Cambalache, released a second album, Hands On, with her quartet, followed by the acclaimed trio album This Time. Her latest, Blue-Eyed Painted Lady, adds violin and viola to her trio. And last year, Nelda won the Swojo International Jazz Competition Contest for Women with her big band chart, Cat Dreams. Today, we're thrilled to present her trio with Chris Simer on bass and Max Wood drumming. Please welcome the Nelda Swiggett Trio.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Again, it's Nelda Swiggett and her trio with Chris Simer and Max Wood bass and drums. live in the studios here at KPLU. Welcome to the show, Nelda. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
I would love to talk about how you turned into a jazz pianist. You started out classical, and what was there a turning point for you, or was it a gradual thing?
Well, I don't feel like I really became a jazz musician until I got to college, but I had some early interest. I played piano in the jazz band in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't improvise a whit. I couldn't read a single chord change, and I wanted to play in the jazz band when I got to high school, but I'd kind of lost my spot, so I never did play in high school.
Yeah.
But I think it was in high school that I was really enjoying the Dave Brubeck Suite for Flute and Jazz Piano, and I actually played flute as well, starting in sixth grade. So I played flute through middle school and into high school, and so what I used to do is I would, I had the written out music for the suite, and I would record it on my tape recorder playing piano, and then I would play along with my flute. So I was doing that in high school, so I guess I was interested in somewhat early on, yeah.
That's pretty great. Now, one of your first bands was the Room to Move Sextet,
yes.
Back around 1990 with a three-horn front line, and I wonder how involved you became in arranging for that band.
Well, there were three of us writing music for the band, although I was writing a lot of it, and it just sort of originated out of this body of original music that was developing, I guess, because I'd taken some composition classes after college and had started writing music. So it really originated as a band that played original arrangements. And then once I had this band coming to my house every week, I had to write music. It's great to have a band that is waiting for you to write music because you get the work done.
Yeah, it's great to have a band showing up at your house all the time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, you also played some salsa music, as I was mentioning in the introduction, and I still hear a lot of Latin and Brazilian touches to your music. How did playing with the salsa band affect your music?
Well, it was interesting because initially my husband played bass with Cambalache, the salsa band, and he came home one day and said, well, the piano player is quitting, you want to do it? And I was like, I don't know. I had two young children and it seemed like a big commitment, but I just sort of held my breath and said yes, and it was actually an incredible experience. I learned a lot and felt really, I didn't know I could go out and play the same repeated lick all night long and have such a good time. You play the same, Montuno for, 15 minutes, and yet just locking in with all those different percussionists, it's a real high. So I really enjoyed that. Eventually, I ended up leaving that group, but it certainly had an influence on my original music for sure.
Now, another important element of Nelda Swigert's music is your singing, and I understand you started singing kind of as a fluke because of an accident or a problem with your hands.
Yeah, I was just finishing up college, and I'd never really been a singer, and I got tinnitus, and the next day I signed up for the jazz choir because I knew I wasn't going to be able to play for a long while. So singing it's come and gone. I'm primarily a pianist, but I do enjoy singing as well.
It seems like that could be a really useful tool for musicians, is to also learn how to just vocalize and sing. Do you find when you're teaching that you suggest people learn to sing a little bit?
I try to get them to sing, and they will sometimes just go absolutely mum and refuse to open their mouths. I'm lucky if I get them to count out loud, but getting them to sing sometimes is really hard. But I try.
We have Nelda Swigert and her trio live in the studios here at KPLU. What would you like to play for us next?
I'm going to play a tune. Well, that first tune, by the way, was off of my latest CD with Stringtet. And this one we're going to play now, it's called Jack and the Kibuba, and this was off my trio CD. Named by my son, Jack. Jack and the Kibuba.
Nelda Swigert Trio live on KPLU. Thank you. The Nelda Swigert Trio live in the studios here at KPLU with Chris Simer and Max Wood at the bass and drums. Nelda, we were talking about that last song with some title help from your son, Jack and the Kibuba. You have two sons who play piano and drums. Your husband plays trombone and bass and some other instruments. And you also have a sister who's a wonderful pianist, Karen Kajita. And I wonder if you could tell us about your musical relationship growing up.
Oh, well, yeah, that's an interesting story. She's older than I am, and but we were both home playing piano, and we both got very interested in the piano. And we had, I'm not sure how long this went on for, but as the story goes, and I do remember this, I used to come to the piano, and I'd see a sign, reserved on the piano. I'm not sure who wrote it, you know, but yes, it did happen. We would try to keep each other off the piano. Although it was funny, my mom said that if we went and played the piano, we didn't have to do the dishes after dinner. I remember that support from my mom. But, and I do have this faint memory again, my childhood memories fade quickly, but I do have a faint memory of coming up behind Karin when she was playing the piano and setting her hair on fire. She had long, straight brown hair, and yeah, I was up to mischief, I think, maybe trying to get her off the keyboard. But
you play together now sometimes, don't you?
We do, yes. Karin has been incredibly supportive of me as a piano player, and I have to credit her with getting me interested in jazz in the early stages of when I really started playing. She was giving me lead sheets to play and inviting me to her jam sessions. I initially improvised on the flute, actually. And then we have, for the past, 6 or 7 years off and on, we've done duo concerts together, whether on two pianos or four hands on one piano. We actually did a concert where she was playing the organ Vespers and I was playing the piano. Although in rehearsal, we realized that the delay on the organ was such that it was really hard for us to gel together. And so we brought in my son, Dylan, to play drums. He plopped down in between us, and he was the glue that enabled the organ and the piano to lock in together.
Now, not much competition. You're very supportive of each other. But one thing you've got on your sister is the award for the Swojo International Jazz Composition Competition with your tune Cat Dreams. And I would be very interested to hear what inspires you to write. What are the things that get you thinking about melodies and songs?
Well, I'd say all jazz musicians love to improvise. We love that sense of creativity and freedom and getting in a groove and just getting in our bones. And as a composer, I think ultimately it's I play something that I think I like so much that I want to do it again. So I write it down. I mean, to me, that's the difference between improvising and composing is you sit down and you're messing around and you go, oh, I like that. And so you either quickly record it or you write it down or maybe you hopefully remember it for the next day and you play around with it some more. And then when you've got wonderful musicians who agree to play with you, then you want to play it with them. So you start creating charts and arrangements, and it just one thing leads to another.
I wanted to ask you about Megabopolis. This is your project you have going now?
Yes. Stringtet is still...
And Stringtet,
I have
yes.
Stringtet and Megabopolis, really, that I'm putting energy into right now.
And yeah. The Stringtet record just came out last year, I think. Any recordings planned for Megabopolis?
Good question. I expect in the next year, because that seems to be my timeline, I will start brewing about another recording project, and I don't know yet what it will be. I don't know. Yeah, I've got a few different possibilities there. So.
And in the meantime, we've got time for one more song live on the radio with the Nelda Swigert Trio. What would you like to finish with today?
We're going
to
finish with a tune called First Flight.
First Flight. Nelda Swigert Trio live on KPLU.